Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know, we try to avoid radio nudity here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but I hear that later today, my superhero psychic, Liam Sheff, says he's going to expose himself on the air. What is that all about? Well,
I'm taking the day off.
No. I think he meant his book. He's exposing his book.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are debuting official stories with Liam Sheff later today. And pay attention. We're going to give you a special discount code to get you 20% off. Very excited about this. Very excited. Hey, can you tell I'm still draining? I'm still detoxifying from the autism one. Not because the people were toxic or anything, but it was just 5 days. It was hard to maintain. I couldn't exercise when I was up there. It was like from morning to night, And I got out to get some food that I would normally eat, but then a lot of it was claimed to be clean, but it turned out it wasn't as clean as I had hoped. So anyway, I'm okay. I'm just cleansing. Let's just call it that. Now,
okay, well, you sound better today than you did yesterday, so yeah, I think you're making progress.
The energy's coming back. Also, yeah, I'm dealing with a good old-fashioned sunburn. I took my daughter out surfing when I got back, and man, she was great. 6 years old, almost seven. It's about when I took my son out surfing, too, and he was doing handstands the first time out. But he would, sure. You know how they normally start on a training board that's pretty floaty, so it's kind of easier to get up for the little kids?
Right.
With my daughter, we go out with the professional, like, 5'2" board. I mean, it's a tiny board, a real, you know, this thing's amazing. Three fins, really sharp, pointy front. And we're out there, and this Tropical Storm Beryl is going by. So we're getting some good waves, actually. And we get out there, and she's just digging it, loving it. And she's getting, you know, a little frustrated at the beginning because she's not able to stand up. But then as soon as she gets the basics, she starts popping up right away. She's turning. I'm like, man, this is incredible.
She's a natural.
Yeah, she is. So we were out there. Daddy was out there doing his thing and got a little sunburn on the back. But I'm putting the silver and aloe right on there, and I'm recovering fast. So that's good. I got a little extra vitamin D over the holiday weekend.
Well, you got to do it when you can. I was actually doing the same thing yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
It's, man. I mean, what are we still in spring? I guess we are, aren't we?
Is it officially summer yet? You went straight to summer, didn't you?
No, we have seasons here. We do have. That's one of the nice things about living in Oregon is there are actually four seasons. You don't get that everywhere in the United States, and that's one of the advantages here. But I can't remember when summer starts. I don't think we're officially there yet.
No, it's funny, though. In South Florida, when I got back from Chicago, it was hotter by a lot in Chicago than it was here, like by 15, 20 degrees.
Yeah, that is a little weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's strange when that happens.
The Windy City.
Yeah, so anyway, if you got any vitamin D stories from the holiday, give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I wanted to go back to Autism One because they had karaoke night. Did you ever do karaoke?
I have on a couple of occasions a long time ago, and I have never admitted that before, so this is a first on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Karaoke. Now, what did you sing? Anything? Because I know you can do barbershop quartets.
Oh, no. I've already made one admission. I'm not going there.
What? Come on.
It was a song I wouldn't normally sing. But
well, it was like something
there.
From a 70s sitcom or what?
Oh, it was some country music song, which I hate country music.
Oh, come
on. But it's a long story. But anyway.
Well, you know.
I think it was, all right, what's the name of the two guys, the Boot Scoot and Boogie song?
I don't know.
That's Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn, okay.
It was a Brooks and Dunn song that I sang.
You were Brooks and Dunn.
I was Brun. But I did sing a song by Brooks and Dunn, and I actually sang this. I was down by Lake Havasu in Arizona when I did it.
Okay. Very nice.
And it was 111 degrees outside at 11:30 at night.
Whoa. I'm telling you, that could make you a delusionally good singer.
I remember that. That's the hottest temperature. It was just bizarre walking around 11:30 at night and it's 111 degrees. I was thinking, I don't want to live here.
No, thank you. Well, it wasn't that hot at the Autism One when they did karaoke night. You'll be happy to know I didn't sing any Neil Diamond. I didn't do any karaoke. I figured I was there as an ambassador to share the stories, learn about them, and not be the guy up there singing. So no one had to complain about that. But there was some very funny, as with all karaoke, some hilarious stuff that goes on there. But I was talking to a lot of the parents that were out that night and trying to gather stories, chat and learning about them. And they were all so gracious and happy that I was there. It was very nice. Felt very welcome. And there was a couple from West Virginia. And they approached me and started telling about their dilemma because they have two children. I believe one is two and one is four. And the four-year-old, of course, once they hit five or so, they start thinking of preschool or school. And in West Virginia, of all the states, they have no exemptions. I mean, they do, but they don't. They have no philosophical and no religious exemptions. But they have medical exemptions. So they were telling me they couldn't find any way a doctor would give them a medical exemption. So they went to Pittsburgh, which is across the border from West Virginia, and they went to three different doctors, all said your child should not be vaccinated because of some immune dysregulation of some kind. They take those doctor reports, three, not one, but three, back to the pediatrician in West Virginia. Say, hey, we want a medical exemption. Here are the doctors that assessed our child. And you know that doctor basically ignored it, said, nope, I don't. Nope, your kid still needs to be vaccinated. Hmm. What are you supposed to do? And that's where he was with me. He says, Robert, I don't. We're at a loss. Do we need to move out of the state? And I said, yeah, that is a significant option. If everybody would just leave and they realize it's our vaccine policy that's sending everybody out, they might have to figure out some other way. But I didn't want people to uproot. They have a business there. It's not easy to do, I know. And I said, well, why don't you try this strategy? Why don't you just try to make an affidavit of some kind, or, you know, we can get something that basically says, I'm happy to vaccinate my child. You can vaccinate my child, but I just need you to sign this waiver or release, basically, that says you will be liable should there be any adverse event, because, you know, you want to be covered if it's so great, if it's so effective.
That's a great idea, but I mean, come on. What doctor, honestly, is going to do that?
Yeah, but I mean, listen, right? They're all for it. And they all say how great it is, and oh, you're one in a million.
Oh, yeah, until they are going to take responsibility for it?
Yeah.
No. I'm sure that would send the doctor running right out of the office.
Well, it does change the equation. And I just, yeah. He was kind of putting me on the spot, and that was immediately, what would I do? All right, doc, here, you want to vaccinate? You basically claim all liability. Should something happen to my child, you're going to take care of, cover our bills, et cetera, et cetera. No way. You're right, Don. No way they're going to do that. And I said, at that point, you can take it all the way up to the governor's office, but long before you get there, they're going to say, oh, here's your waiver. Here's your waiver. Leave us alone. We don't tell anybody about this.
Right.
And sure enough, yesterday, good old Ethan Huff over there at Natural News, he put out this document that you can copy before vaccinating your child. Demand your doctor sign this form. How appropriate and time sensitive is that? This is great.
You guys were on the same wavelength, apparently.
Totally, totally.
I like this. I like this. It's called a physician's warranty of vaccine safety.
Yeah, make them stand behind their product. Since the vaccine manufacturers won't and the FDA won't, right? You can't sue either of them. Make the physician. He's the guy. The end of the day is going to be pulling the trigger. As I said, I think I wrote the other day. It was on Memorial Day. I wrote about the bullets that the United States had bought or was purchasing, all those 40 caliber hollow points. And I'm thinking, why do they even need to bother? We're already self-inflicting gunshot wounds with the pills from Big Pharma. And those are probably 45 caliber, for all I know, how dangerous they are. And so here you've got the physicians, ultimately, just like in Nazi Germany, are the ones carrying out or just following orders, right? We're just following orders. The state says we can't give an exemption. Well, what if I bring three doctor's notes from another state? No, that doesn't count. We're not allowing that. And so in this case, you're making the doctor sign. I have a thorough understanding of the risks and benefits of all the medications, and et cetera, and that you've examined and you say there's absolutely good or no risk factors for the vaccine in this case. You know, so you're clearing them out to make sure they acknowledge there are or are not. They're aware of what's in the vaccine, and then it goes into the aluminum, the mercury.
You see this list?
Yeah, it's amazing.
This is a huge list. I'll bet you there's, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 different things that are on this list of possible ingredients in the vaccine that the doctor would have to acknowledge.
Yeah, and we covered most of these things in the Vaccines Armed and Dangerous seminar with John Rappaport.
Yes, including washed sheep red blood.
Yes. Yes.
Awesome.
No, not for soup, but for injecting into your child. And so the doctor has to warrant that all of those ingredients, half of which you cannot pronounce, are safe for injection into the body of your child, basically. And they're gonna have to claim that they've read research reports about mercury and thimerosal. They're aware of the SV40, the simian virus 40, and they're going to warrant that they're recommending it and that it does not contain any tissue from aborted babies, basically. And so, I mean, this is great. You got to read through this to understand. I think at this point, you've got the doctor, instead of the child being dead to rights, the doctor's now dead to rights on all of this. Going through the different vaccines and just make them certify it, and you're done. They're not going to bother you again. They're gonna move out of state. In fact, I think these doctors are going to run for the coal mines at that point.
Yeah. Well, I think it would be brilliant for somebody to attempt this. and follow through with it, because it would listen. It would be uncomfortable, and it would be not a pleasant experience probably, because I would assume that if you went to the doctor, tried to get the doctor to sign this, the doctor would probably kick you out of the office, you know, and then you'd have to go to the school, you know, and say, hey, I tried to get my kid vaccinated, but the doctor wouldn't do this. Exactly. Will you sign this?
Yeah.
And then if the school wouldn't sign it, then maybe you go to the the local health department. You know, they wouldn't sign it. Then you'd go maybe to the city council, and I'm sure none of them would sign it. And then the mayor, who knows how far you could go. This could be setting a precedent of some sort.
Yeah, I think this would be the activism, the civil disobedience, the peaceful resistance that would literally cause the docs to basically, well, of course, in many cases, the doctors are probably going to fire their patients. Remember the controversy there?
The people, sure. They do that fired all the time.
Yeah, of course, you do that till you exhaust all the doctors, and you go back to the state and say, listen, I went to every doctor in Wheeling, West Virginia, or whatever, and none of them would vaccinate my child, even though I wanted it done. And we go, what's going on here? We better investigate those doctors. You show them why, and they'll go, wait a second here. And then you can just take it up the ladder and go right to the bureaucrat and say, listen, if you just sign over, you're liable, then I'll let you do it. You know, it's like none of them will do it. So that's the point of this. Everybody shielding themselves behind somebody else, hiding behind somebody else. The doctors hide behind the licenses. The drug companies and pharmaceutical vaccine manufacturers hide behind the FDA. The FDA says you're not liable. You go to vaccine court. And I've talked a lot about over the weekend at Autism One the nature of the vaccine courts, how corrupt they are. And it isn't about tinkering around the edges. They need to be disbanded, and liability needs to be reinstated for products, because the idea that there's no way to go but vaccination is an old, antiquated idea. It's dying. It's dead as far as I'm concerned, even though not everybody is there yet. But that was another thing that I was able to do, is interact with these researchers and some of the doctors that still believe in vaccines. And when I propose with the scientific literature that we have other things to address these viral diseases should they happen, much less prevent them, then, you know, like Montagnier said to me the next morning, Luc Montagnier, and again, we'll play it eventually. I got to figure out a way, because it's hard to understand his thick French accent. But he says, oh, yes. So we don't need vaccines. So, you know, the context becomes, wait a second, but that's the only thing. Wait, you mean we don't? So suddenly it opens up a whole realm of thought that no one even considered. It was just all an assumption that, yes, of course we have to have vaccines. They're the only thing. And it's such a deep record groove for those of my listeners that are old enough to understand that it's very hard to jump out of until somebody just stops you and slaps you in the face with what you call non-captain obvious.
Well, and in that situation, I think it was also – it was interesting how you were saying that his assistant – mm-hmm. had an eye infection.
Yeah.
And that you suggested, hey, use this, you know, for the thing. And so that just, you know, it was just, I think that made a difference.
I explained, you know, why,
too. That you had suggested something outside of the box, you know, something that could be used for viruses. And it was successful in his assistant with the eye problem.
Yeah.
So I think that just kind of opened the door just a little bit more in the situation.
Well, and that's the point of not being overly confrontational. Right. I mean, I will ask pointed questions. But in the moment, as I said, the sense I had was I needed to go a different way. And I think it was good, because it'll open up some possibilities in the future that I would like to do. And if somebody wants to bash and smash and trash me for that, that's OK. I'll ask Liam. He would probably be tougher on him. And I understand. But anyway, I appreciated the opportunity to get it out there, because, you know, we're all about the bigger picture and bringing everybody on board, potentially, who would come on board. So anyway, with that, we should have Ginger Taylor coming up next. We're going to talk about the Canary Party's upcoming big event. I believe it'll be in Minneapolis. We'll check that out. We got to hang out with Ginger. She hooked me up with a lot of the guests I had, as well as Tim Boland. I really appreciated that. But we got a lot more healing to do. Liam Sheff rolling out. What? Yes, official stories. And we've got a discount code. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. It's only available today, but Liam and I will be talking about that and more as we deconstruct Darwinism today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by, say thanks to our sponsors. Coming right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should overdeliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, I'm still recovering from Autism One, and there's another event to go to. Oh my gosh, this looks like a great one. The Canary Party's hosting it July 20th, starting 21st in Minneapolis, Minnesota, a city I absolutely love. Back with us now, Ginger Taylor. Welcome, my friend.
Hello, how you doing?
Doing well, doing well. I am so excited that this event will be coming up after what I saw you do. I mean, you are a dynamo. We're not only there in Maine with the whole Ron Paul crowd with the delegate stuff, but at the Canary Party, of course, before that, just now at Autism One. I'm telling you, where are you getting all your energy?
Well, I'm really motivated. I think watching your child get sick and going through the heartbreak of that and then seeing your child get better and the excitement of knowing that is out there is highly motivational, that you want everybody to get it, that, you know, recovery is possible and that autism doesn't have to be permanent and our kids can be happier and healthier. And it's quite motivating.
Well, it's in evidence in you. Like I said, you got me a lot of great interviews at the event. I'm grateful for connecting me with a lot of people. And, you know, I was opened up to a whole new community, those that have been impacted by vaccine-damaged children. You know, over the years, I've helped out kids and families like one at a time. But to see everybody come together like that, it was very emotionally, and I think partly emotionally exhausting for me, in addition to all the putting it out from morning to night. So this Canary Party thing, remember this, canaryparty.org, it's not just, let's say, a political party. You don't want to be a Democrat. You don't want to be a Republican, Libertarian, whatever. But it's an activist group that's really trying to raise awareness on some very critical issues as it relates to the health of our children and, of course, the vaccine threat.
It really, health across the spectrum. I mean, you would know better than I. You know, you've been doing this for so many years and seeing the real, you know, the corruption in medicine, what government's doing that really just is tanking overall health outcomes. And, you know, we've come to the point, I think a lot of us, as we got involved in the fight for good health and good medicine and for health freedom, is we came into this very naively and thought, well, gosh, if we just tell the medical community, if we just show government health officials these great new interventions, these ways of being healthy that work and are exciting and that are making people's lives better, that they would go, great, let's run with this. Let's figure out how to make this better. But we were disappointed to find out that they're really not that interested in improving overall health outcomes or giving people kind of responsibility for their own health decisions, because it gets in the way of their ultimate agenda. And what we've really learned is, if we have to, you know, we're going to have to get political as a movement in order to protect our rights simply to have the access to the food, medicine, and clean water that we want, and to be able to make our own health decisions for ourselves and our children and our elderly parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's no longer enough to say, hey, just leave me alone. I mean, it's so far beyond the leave me alone phase. Now it's the get out of the way and allow the free flow of information so that those coming up after us do not have to suffer the same way we did or our children did.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, and we have, you know, we have the internet. It has been amazing. It has, you know, kind of democratized health, because we can share parent to parent directly. We can get any published research that's out there. You can go on PubMed and access it for yourself and read it for yourself. And this is, you know, really revolutionized health and the amount of information that we can get and the things we can try and the things that we can do to not just look at, okay, what is the one drug that they try for on 1,000 people. You can get down to very small parameters in your own health and say, okay, I've got this and this and this, and this is where I'm different than everybody else. This is what I'm going to try, because I'm probably not like everybody else. And being able to make those kind of really individualized health choices, it's amazing. And public health isn't really excited about it. They want a one-size-fits-all program for everybody.
Yeah, I was seeing there was a little bit of a split, although in the crowd there at Autism One, it wasn't such a schism, where you had some people that were believing somehow we could green vaccines or go on a different schedule, it'd be all right. And then a lot of the crowd that had woken up and saying, no, vaccines, not now, not ever. And I saw that was an interesting thing. Some of the speakers, you know, were pro-vaccine still, even though they recognized the danger. Some had come to the point where they're not. The Canary Party is open to either side, I imagine, right? We're not excluding people.
Yes, there are. I use this example. Okay. There are some people who really, really diehard believe that vegan is the way to go. It's the key to living a long life. It's the key to health. And there are some people, like the Weston Price people, who are all about raw milk and, you know, and having meat and having clean meat. And that's a legitimate discussion to have. Whether to go vegan or whether to eat meat or animal products. What's not a legitimate discussion is saying that you have to do one or the other. Mm-hmm. And we want those conversations to flow. We want real science to take place. And that will include dissent. That'll include people arguing for 10 years over this or that. And that's how we get good outcomes, is to get people in a room, to have real debate, And so that the truth can be teased out. Mm-hmm. And the truth can be teased out for, you know, for these people, one thing is better. For those people, something else is better. And to recognize the differences. So, you know, Autism One, it gets billed as the anti-vaccine thing. And it's really not. I mean, people are very open there. And those discussions take place in the hallway every day.
Yeah.
What role do vaccines play? Do they play one at all? It's a good discussion to have.
Case in point, the Geyers, Dr. Mark David Geyer, as well as even Jenny McCarthy, who didn't come out anti-vaccine, although I believe in her heart of hearts she's not really pro-vaccine, but I think she's doing it to save her career. And she said, you know, she's got some courage there to step out, because she did risk her career by saying what she did do. Yet we all were able to coexist peacefully, you know, and I can respect the people for what they do. Now, this is not to say anybody is in the wrong for being angry with someone who doesn't think the way they are, right after you've had the experience, though. But you remember, not everybody's walked in your shoes, so you're going to have a different way of perceiving this. So, Canary Party, the actual party of the Canary Party, coming up July 20th, 21st, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Who's invited?
We are really excited. This is our second national convention. Last summer, we had our first gathering, and it was a small gathering of about 60 people who were involved in kind of in health issues from all perspectives, from people who had dealt with autism, people who dealt with cancer, people from HIV world, people from health freedom world, young mothers who were looking at ways of protecting their little ones who hadn't been harmed yet, and coming together and really building a foundation for the Canary Party, what the principles are, what our kind of direction would be. And it was amazing. It was really exciting having those kinds of people come together. It was a lot of energy, and we left, you know, hugs and kisses and new bonds. It was really exciting. And so this year is kind of, we've had some regional conferences and regional meetings. So this is our second national convention. And what we've ended up doing in our conferences that we're going to have the focus on at the national convention is it's not so much speakers. Usually when you go to conferences, you sit, you listen to speakers, there's questions. And we have a little bit of that. I think we're going to have some discussions on the Constitution and how health freedom really is based on our constitutional rights.
Very
and things
cool.
that we need to stand on.
Yes.
But we have kind of gotten into a really, really fun creative space in using most of our time to have workshops. So we have issues surrounding all sorts of medical issues that we get together and work on policies for. We get together and work on media pushes for. So things like this vaccine law.
Basically, this is really a place for people that have this energy, that are driven to make changes. This is not a place where you sit on the couch and hit the remote control. We're wanting people to get up and do some things.
Exactly. You know, part of the thing that we talked about when we started the party is there's we do in this group, and I'm in health freedom world and the autism world, we sit around and bitch a lot about how bad things are.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of discussions, and there's a lot of great speeches on YouTube and online, but we're not doing enough. So this is really about getting boots on the ground, making plans, and motivating moving forward.
Ginger, I don't see you sitting around doing not much. You are just rocking and rolling. I got to take a break here. You're listening to Robert Scott Bell Show on National News Radio. Ginger Taylor is my guest right now on Autism One and, of course, the Canary Party's upcoming event, July 20th, 21st, and 22nd in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hello.
Hello!
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
She has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show, rocking the health world with Ginger Taylor from the Canary Party. She's awesome. We love her. And she's going to be rocking it up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Maybe you will be too. July 20th through 22nd, 2012. The Canary Party's annual convention. And we covered a little bit of the things that you'll be talking about up there. But what other things that people will go and be able to actually practically take home with them and make positive change?
Well, like I said, we do a lot of workshops. So we're going to be talking about, building relationships with legislators before a crisis arrives, so that when, the vaccine issue is the easiest one to use, because there's such a push right now across the country to tighten the laws, to force more people to vaccinate or to coerce more people to vaccinate their kids. And what'll happen is, they'll come quietly, put something in the legislature, and then parents find out about it later. They go in and are upset with their legislators, and the legislators don't know who they are, have a basis. So having a relationship beforehand to say, we're the health freedom people in your area. We just want to know, we want you to know we're here, and we're going to be coming to you on surrounding these issues, so that when you show up, you've already got a platform to be able to talk to them, and you've already started to build a relationship. We really want to encourage people to get involved in local politics, whichever party they're in, to get involved in local government, because we really need to have people both kind of participating and advising and running for offices at all range of, everybody from the top of the federal government down to your local school board, so that we have people who understand our issues in those places already. We want to work on getting candidates elected. If you have a candidate in your area that understands health freedom, that understands the crisis in medicine and the corruption in healthcare right now, let us know. If you've got a vaccine injured somebody who's running for mayor, or who's running for school board, who's running for town council, who's running for Congress, let us know, because we want to support those people who understand the damage that can be done when meds are forced on people. Issues surrounding protecting supplements, food labeling for GMOs, all sorts of initiatives like this to really, we get them planned and we start working on them and we launch them at these meetings. And what we've done too is the first time we had a meeting, we scheduled it really tightly, and we found out when a couple people showed up that they were really passionate about an issue that we had not even been thinking about. So we now purposefully leave a section of it open and decide what we're going to do there based on who shows up and where their heart is. So it's very dynamic. It's very exciting. There's a lot of creative energy and a lot of passion that comes to these, and really amazing relationships that come out of them, because it's not just a bunch of people sitting in a room staring at a speaker. It's people really engaging and pitching ideas and sharpening ideas. It's really exciting.
Well, active engagement, I mean, that's what we need to do at this point. So very exciting that you are doing that. And there's a lot of good food available in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Summer's a fun time to be there. If you bring your small children, be careful. The mosquitoes can carry them away. They're rather large. But they're not so bad where you'll be at the Hilton as at the downtown. We've been there many times over the years. So what a sensational opportunity to move this much more forward. I was just, like I said, the awareness, the consciousness is shifting so rapidly. But it's not enough to shift your consciousness? What do you do with that, right? Do you sit around and go, hey, I've shifted my consciousness. Yay for me. Hooray. Or do you do something about it? And that's what we're talking about here with Ginger Taylor, canarypoverty.org. And check it out right now.
And it's really important. We have a presidential election coming up, and we are an important swing vote. You know, we've got a group of people who will vote on their on the issue of whether or not their local farmer is going to be able to continue to get them organic food and raw milk. And those are, you know, we need to make our issues those that from the president all the way down have to respond to. Just as they have to respond to the religious right, and they have to respond to the gay community, and they have to address certain issues, we need to make our health issues among those that they have to respond to be able to get elected. And we need to vote as a bloc. We need to be able to say, you know what, I'm gonna cross party lines because that other guy is gonna do the right thing where my own party isn't.
Right, and we do recognize that we've been taken for a ride by the Hegelian dialectic of Republicans versus Democrats. So I always like to say, look at the man, or look at the woman, see their track record. It matters. Do they speak out of both sides of their mouth, like seemingly both of our candidates for president, that they ignore the one that still is actively engaged in the delegate process, as you know firsthand what's going on there. So I think that's another part of this, perhaps, is to waken people to realize that they don't have to accept and support the status quo.
Yeah, and people running independently, I think, really, and even independent-minded people getting back involved in their own parties is really important. And that's what's happened with me. You know, I'm a lifelong Republican, you know, Reagan Republican, grew up inside the Beltway, a Navy brat, went to Christian schools and was very, you know, old school Republican, and really got out of it because I was so disgusted with what my own party was doing and betraying my own values, betraying the values that they claim to have, and have gotten back involved in conservative politics because Ron Paul has stepped up and actually is putting out a message that is constitutional and really actually embraces freedom. And we want people to get back. We want people who have kind of woken up and are bright and care about overall health outcomes to get back involved in their parties and hold them accountable to the values they say that they actually have, because they're not really practicing them anymore. So we both want to affect politics, and we want to affect the political system and at all levels.
Ginger, remind everybody of the what was the status coming out of the convention? Has it changed in Maine, particularly, with all the delegates that seemingly went to Ron Paul?
It has not changed. We had our first phone call caucus to decide in our delegation who was going to take what offices at the Republican convention. Things are moving forward. We haven't heard anything about not being seated. Everybody involved says we're going forward as planned, and no problems yet. Certainly I'll let you know if we run into anything, but
yes,
at this point, you know, I think there's things that are more states that are now more controversial than ours were, so we'll see what happens.
Yes, it's interesting in Nevada, and we only got about a minute left, but I have to bring this up. In Nevada, the Republican establishment, since they got booted out because all of those that support true constitutional conservatism got elected in there, they erected their own shadow Republican government. They're calling it something else. And it's interesting, the bylaws show that, you know, a presidential candidate, if they come out and are supported or become part of an alternate, let's say, party, independent or otherwise, third party, that they're no longer qualified. And this is going to be interesting controversy for Mitt Romney right now out of Nevada.
Well, the problem is that the kind of the ruling class really just wants to make up the rules as they go along, and you can't do it anymore. We've had enough.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And I've never had enough of you. You know that, Ginger. Mm-hmm. But we're out of time
here. Oh, shucks. Thanks.
We are out of time here. Check it out, canaryparty.org. Ginger, thank you for all that you're doing. And I'm so glad that we've connected. And I know we've got a lot more to do together.
And thanks so much for coming to Autism One. I mean, it is some of the stuff that those families have gone through is just, I have so much respect for them for what they have endured and been able to accomplish, and shining the spotlight on them is wonderful. Thank you so much for your attention to that.
Well, thank you for having me there. And like I said, it opened up a lot of stories that are yet to be revealed on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We do have a lot more to go. But right now, we got to take a break. You say thanks to those that support this message of health, freedom, and liberty. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about massaging cows and radiating bluefin tunas. What is this all about? It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla! It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325, mention coupon code KNOCKOUT, and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Super Don, you ever wake up one morning, any morning, and just say, you know, it'd be good to be a cow? Can I be a cow for a day? I mean,
No, I can't say I've ever woken up wanting to be a cow.
But I mean, we joke, and it's not a funny joke, but the people being sheeple, right? Or them treating us like moo cows, collectivism, that kind of thing. But there is a good reason to be a cow in certain areas. And if your name is Lucky and you live in Wisconsin, you might be good to be a cow. This is great. A 7-year-old dairy cow was walking with a limp for several weeks when veterinarian Sarah Gilbertson was called. And instead of prescribing painkillers, Gilbertson tried an unusual new therapy. A chiropractic adjustment that included a full-length spinal massage.
Oh.
See? Don't you want to be that cow?
giving cows massages. I've never heard of that before.
I'm telling you, whoever can do that, you got to be careful if they do a human massage. Because if you're strong enough to massage a cow, you're in trouble.
You must have very strong hands.
Very strong hands. Oh, my gosh. Uh-oh. Well, I like the idea of addressing cows. I mean, they're mammals just like us. Why not do some adjustments? Why not do some energy work, massage therapy, or whatever? I mean, this is something that would minimize the need for utilizing toxic drugs toxic antibiotics, etc. I think there's nothing wrong with that. And I think the adjustment they charge, what, is $75 per? Yeah, $75 per adjustment. But then it gets a little interesting here. I thought waterbeds went out with like the 70s and strobe lights and stuff like that. Was I wrong?
Well, you still see them around. I think you don't see the full-blown waterbeds anymore. They've gone more into kind of the flotation mattress type of thing.
Yeah.
Because those original waterbeds that they came out with in the 70s, did you ever have one of those?
No, I didn't. But yeah,
those things were horrible.
No, laid
some
on
people
one,
just it. Thought they were the greatest thing in the world. And if you were like a bachelor with a waterbed, yeah, you were like the man, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, those things were absolutely almost impossible to get out of when you try and get out of the bed and you try and lean forward and you're sinking down to the bed and you're rolling around. Anyway, yes, yeah. It used to be waterbeds were just for people, but apparently not in Wisconsin.
No, this Richard Conrad installed a $70,000 waterbed on his farm in Grafton, Ohio. It took, 220 dairy cows a few months to adjust to the softer surface, but now they seem to enjoy it. They enjoy jiggling.
Waterbeds for cows.
The result is that when you milk them, you immediately get milk shakes. How's that, huh?
Ah, why not? Yes.
Well, this is a happy story. Come on. Everybody needs a happy cow story. Can I have some more cowbell?
Well, look, the way I look at it is, we obviously are advocates for humane treatment of animals on farms, unlike what goes on in the factory farming that we've talked about before. But man, waterbeds, really? I'm thinking, what comes next? Are we gonna give them Lazy Boy recliners maybe, or it's, I don't know. Do you think that a cow's milk is going to be better because they slept on a waterbed instead of hay?
Well, listen, if they're Amish cows and they just happen to put them on a waterbed, hey, all the more reason to have something yummy to drink.
I guess. I'd love to go see what a $70,000 cow waterbed looks like.
Yeah, man, I'm not sleeping on it, but I'll look at it. Hey, good news for TSA. They've found a way to reduce their budget. You know, every government agency grows in unlimited, right? But all of those scanning machines, all of their radiation scanners require expensive radiation kind of. I don't know if they're giblets, radiation giblets. Who knows what they are, but they're little things.
Giblets?
I'm making that up, right? It's a food discussion. Yeah. Anyway.
Radiation gizzards, yeah.
What we're finding is that in the Pacific waters, there are now radioactive bluefin tuna. I see that there's a TSA contract with the fishermen out there to take these tuna and utilize them. They're replacing the scanners at TSA checkpoints with bluefin tuna. You just walk through that. They can see right through you, and you're good to go. It's a little stinky experience, but it's cheaper, so...
Yes.
No, I'm making
that up. You don't want to walk through the backscatter machine, we'll smack you with a tuna instead.
I'm making up out of the absurd. I don't know where that came from. Just came. But no, the radioactive blue tin funa. Yeah, across the Pacific to the U.S. This is not good. This is definitely not good. But they're always downplaying it. They say that the levels of radioactive cesium were 10 times higher than the amount measured in tuna off the coast in previous years. But even so, it's still far below safe-to-eat limits set by the U.S. and Japanese government. Okay, if it's 10 times higher than it was, and before it was safe, now 10 times higher is still safe. What kind of safety level margins were they given? That doesn't sound right to me. You know, when they give safety margins, they're like, yeah, this, don't go beyond this, but don't go 10 times higher. Oh, yes, you can go 10 times higher than the limit we say is bad. Don't go beyond, but 10 times more is okay. I'm just a little bit suspicious.
As long as they aren't glowing in the dark yet, it's still safe.
Oh, man. Well, they're one of the largest and speediest fish, bluefin tuna. They can grow up 10 feet, 1,000 pounds, and now they're radiated beyond all get out. They say cesium-134, which is normal there, but cesium-137 says or indicates that this is definitely coming from Fukushima into there. And so... all of these things that we've been told, you're fear-mongering. This is not real. It's not happening. It's happening. And again, I encourage you to please, at the very least, take your EMF detox every day from King Bio. At the very least, as we talk about increasing selenium levels here, the selenium we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, also looking to modulate all kinds of healing by utilizing sea vegetation. We've talked about increasing glutathione levels with One World Way. And what else could we look to do here, Super Don?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's you know, a lot of different things that we've talked about, you know, especially after the Fukushima thing came out. And if anybody is concerned about this, as I think they should be, at least if nothing else, be informed. Go back into the archives and take a listen to the shows that we did back in the day. We interviewed several people about the radiation situation. Right. And we've got all that stuff in the archives, the archive download page. Lots of good information there on things that you can do to not only protect yourself, but also in the event that you feel like you've been exposed, there are things you can do in order to take care of that situation as well.
Yeah. Well, this is the whole idea, is that with the radiation coming over from Japan, that has been ongoing since the initial event. These are low-level exposures. They're not necessarily, as adults, going to get you tomorrow or next week. But they increase all of the aspects of oxidative stress, the ionizing radiation damaging your cells, and we'll see a lot more of the immune suppression. People will get colds and flus. Then we'll see, oh my gosh, the flu season next winter is going to be horrid. Not because there's a flu virus pandemic, but because people have been weakened by this unseen, pretend to not know, rising levels of background radiation. So as I say, take precautions. Now, what we are seeing are the higher rates of infant mortality. That is very real. And so we've got to do a lot as moms and dads, or moms and dads-to-be, to clean up our act, to detoxify, etc. So this is this is an ongoing challenge.
I got to tell you, Robert, when I was going through this article, the last two paragraphs of this article kind of freaked me out.
Why's that?
Because they say that the real test this is a quote from the article.
Uh-huh.
The real test of how radioactivity affects tuna populations comes this summer when researchers plan to repeat the study with a larger number of samples. Now it says, bluefin tuna that journeyed last year were exposed to radiation for about a month. The upcoming travelers have been swimming in radioactive waters for a longer period. Oh. I go, what?
This doesn't bode well.
No, this is not good. And then it ends the article with, now that scientists know that bluefin tuna can transport radiation, they also want to track the movements of other migratory species, including sea turtles, sharks, and seabirds.
Wow.
So in other words, oh, gee, look at that. Bluefin tuna can transport radiation. I guess we better look at all of – I mean, what kind of animals are we talking about? What kind of sea life, bird life that were exposed to this radiation that migrate?
Yeah.
I mean, people are worried about the plume. That was something we were concerned about, right?
Yes.
We're concerned about maybe food that was exposed in Japan that might be exposed. But I think everybody just kind of suddenly is now realizing that, guess what? What about the animals? The animals migrate. So you may not have been exposed by the plume. You may not have been exposed by the food. But you have no idea what kind of exposure you may have come into contact with by animals that have migrated from Japan all over the world.
And, of course, enter the food supply of the human species, which is very normal. I'm concerned about the surfers. I talk about surfing. I love the ocean. And, we're far from it. But at the same time, how many people in the Pacific are surfers and spend a lot of time in the water every day? I mean, are they going to have to now come out with radiation swimsuits, radiation wetsuits, these kind of things that are it's staggering to think about how serious this is. And yet there are so many other things that we have to talk about on and on and on here. But the first thing we need to do, maybe the second, if we call it the second hour, is to eradicate the dunderheaded Darwinists. And we're going to do that with my good friend Liam Sheff with Official Stories. It's out today, and special 20% off coupon code available through the Robert Scott Bell Show. And you're going to learn about it next hour. So stand by. In the meantime, just remember this. That despite the radiated bluefin tuna and the cows on waterbeds, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I'm just catching my breath from the trip to Chicago. I'm going to be going back out there again. But what makes it so cool? I'll be ready. I'll be rocking. So will my superhero sidekick, Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories, the official author of Official Stories. He's here with us now. The book is out. It's today. It's happening. Woohoo!
You sound verklempt.
I just like beat you to the woohoo punch. That doesn't happen every day.
The book is out and it's available. The links are up. It'll ship anywhere in the world. Some places it'll take a while, but it will ship anywhere in the world.
And this is the hour. Those of you so fortunate enough to be picking it up live as it's happening, you're going to get 20% off. We're going to give you a code, but stand by for that. This hour, we're going to talk about the survival of the fittest. Does that explain, Liam, how the Robert Scott Bell Show has been on all these years? It's just about fitness, isn't it? Nothing else.
You are fit.
It's fitness.
Yeah. Therefore, you survive.
That's it.
The book has 11 chapters and really goes through 10 topics. It talks about, you know, chapter one is Captain America, and it talks about what really is America, what is American history. Talk about a guy called Smedley Butler and ask the official story, is what we're taught in school true? Or is what we're taught in school really put in front of us to bore us so much that we just lose interest in history and we think it has nothing to do with us? Well, Smedley Butler tells us that history is about us and it's about the present. And the past was very much like the present. They're not different. They're still full of the same characters. Chapter 2 is the CIA. It talks about why do we wage foreign wars? It's not because we want to. It's because there are jackals. There are business people. The Bush family gets named. The Harriman Bank gets named. And I just sort of breeze through that and you get a sense of it. You get a sense of what the CIA has been responsible for around the world. And you ask yourself, do we vote for CIA? Did I vote in my local CIA election? And you sort of have to understand that the world we're told we live in, the America we're told we live in, it is not really the America that we live in. Not Liam, if you're at the other end of the gun.
Your book, this official stories, as I told you, I've been really annoyed by it because when I started reading, I couldn't put it down. I lost a night of sleep, but it was worth it. And I'm encouraging everybody's going to love it. But I despised learning history going back to grade school, going back to high school, and even university level. It wasn't, and there was only one respite within the grade school time where I had a guy that was like, we were actually reenacting history, that it was alive for the first time. But for the most part, it was how many facts can you memorize and what date did they happen? And they were completely disconnected to one another. And I think, I know now, looking back, that it was done on purpose, right? Did he do it on purpose? And somebody did in the teaching of history. And what you've done is woven a lot of these historical facts that were disparate events or disparate time signatures and put them all together in nice, tidy chapters. And I love that.
They are, to use your word, they are tidy. They're tidy. They're easy to read. And, you know, I start by saying we're given this idea when we're growing up that history is this bland succession of dry names and dates, and it has nothing to do with us. History has nothing to do with us because it's just men in powdered wigs giving speeches, and we read part of it, and we have no idea. What do they leave out? They leave out their failures, their peccadilloes, their sex lives, their strangeness, their perversions. They leave out their great problems and everything that we, and their hopes and their failures. I mean, so instead of like a great work of fiction, because you read fiction to understand people, right? We look at history and we think, oh, it doesn't have anything to do with us. Well, of course it does. That's a huge joke. It has everything to do with us. They leave that out on purpose. That's how the official story managers or creators get you not to be interested in the world. They lie to you. They tell you that history is bland and boring. History is very interesting. And so when the first two chapters really just set up this notion that history is full of very colorful, strange characters, and we get into them. We talk about the Bush family a little bit. Now, I didn't rewrite House of Bush, House of Saud. You know, I didn't rewrite the biographies of the Bush family. I just wove through what you can find in the official record. That's it. I mean, you find the stuff in the official record. The Bush family indicted for trading with the enemy, their bank, the Harriman Bank, in 1940, I want to say one or two. Can you imagine that? That Prescott Bush, his bank that he was heading under the Harriman Bank, was shut down, seized by the United States for trading with the enemy being Nazi Germany. It was returned to him number of years later. Like, well, we can't keep it away. Here it is again. Huh. You know, I say in the book, that's influence that you and I can't afford. That's influence. So this whole idea of anybody can grow up to become president is just one of these official stories. When you really look at the royal system that we live inside of, and it goes on from there. I set that up because I wanted to talk about JFK, and you can't talk about JFK without talking about the CIA. You can't talk about 9/11 without talking about JFK. You can't talk about 9/11 without talking about Operation Northwoods. So these things just weave in. Book's very easy to read, and that every new topic has just a little subheading. You know, like, you can close the book and open it, and each, like, you can read four paragraphs and close the book and go, wow, I just learned about this other thing. And
well, it's
you don't
like
have
the,
to get,
the,
I don't know, it's not like a, it's not like Tom Jones,
you know
the
like,
Henry Fielding novel. You don't have to read 700 pages.
Liam, it's like a Doritos commercial. You know, you eat one, you just can't eat one because there's MSG in it. Except yours is not, it's book MSG, but it's really healthy, it's organic, it's official, unofficially official. And, of course, we have a very special time this hour, of course, today, where you can actually get, and the thing is, you priced it so reasonably at 15, which is really nothing for a book nowadays, but to take 20 off this hour, we're going to tell you how to do that momentarily. Also, on the website at robertscottbell.com today, in the show notes, we have a link up to Survival of the Fittest. That's why I kind of brought it up at the top of the hour here. You've actually allowed a big excerpt of this chapter today to go out through the Robert Scott Bell Show so we can kind of get a sense of this. And I did want to talk more about some Darwinian dunderheadedness because I grew up and it was all about survival of the fittest. That's what we learned. And there was no questioning of that. And we also have many, we've got a wide, diverse audience around the world here. Some have no religion. Some are New Agey. Some are diehard Christian, Judaism. It's all there. And everybody's got their perspective on history and creation. But there are some things in this chapter I think everybody will agree with.
I'm very happy with it. You know, I looked at Darwinism with some... Did I look at it with reluctance? Let me think. No, not with reluctance. But it was a big deal, you know. I asked myself, I'm really going to sort of take apart Darwinism, really? Well, I read 20 books. I read the critical books, I read the pro forma books, I read On the Origin of Species by Charles Darwin. It's an incredibly trite, stupid, stupefying book. It's not a book of science. It's a book of amateur philosophy.
But it's
and when I read it, I went, holy crap.
Isn't
you know,
it,
these Christian critics of Darwin are right.
But it wasn't an easy sell. This idea was an easy thing to encapsulate, put in bold letters or neon lights, and everybody go, oh, yeah, of course, it makes sense.
Well, I was introduced to the idea because I was writing something for some magazine that had some Christian affiliation, and they were always trying, like, anytime I talk about spirituality, the editor would, like, write, God is, you know, they'd always write a he, and I'd say, you know, I'm not denominational that way, I can't do, and I'd say, please stop trying to Christianize me in my writing. It was a difficult relationship, but they would pick on Darwin in their writing, and I think, well, what's that about? What's wrong with Darwinism? I mean, isn't evolution true? Change over time, yeah, that's true. But what's evolution? Their concept of evolution comes from this concept. And the more I read, the deeper I got into history, I realized that what we call Darwinism really came about not as a science. After all, we'll talk about this, but survival of the fittest is not a science. You can't do math with that. You can't do science or math with that is fit, therefore it survived and it will make a new species. There's no, as a friend of mine from the web conversations said, there's no algorithm for it. There's no algebra for it. There's no heat or temperature variant at which the worm suddenly decides to become the whale or the butterfly or whatever.
Yes.
It's not really a science. It was a philosophy. It was and it was a philosophy rooted in one concept primarily. It's anti-theistic. It's not a scientific. It's an anti-theistic philosophy. Theism says there was a creator, and by the way, you know, Christian says he, Islam says he, created everything and in a moment and then walked away. Very strange notion. The Eastern notion is very different, where the creator really makes the creation and is the creation, and the soul of the creator is inside of the creation.
No, Ed, don't get me started on male-female stuff. We'll be in big trouble.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and right, this duality, this concept that the thing that created everything would be a male, you know, the thing that creates everything is beyond duality. But right. Well, anyway, well, listen, that's philosophy. But so is Darwinism. Darwin's philosophy was essentially Christianity is wrong.
Yeah, well, but what was the motivation at that time? Again, weaving the history, this is the thing, and you can read about it in the chapter on Darwinism, Survival of the Fittest in Official Stories, Liam Sheff's new book. It's out. It's available today, discounted during the show live today. And we have the links
and we'll give that in 10 minutes during this, at the end of the second break.
Okay.
No, somewhere in the middle of the second break so people have time. I'll give the code. And it'll be a code, and you go to the web site that's listed. I'll read it online, so you know, in case you're not online and you're just listening somehow through some magical device, I'll tell you what it is, then you run and go find it. Darwin came up, right, post-Enlightenment, post-Reformation, coming up in the 1800s, and they're trying to get away from any concept of either uniformitarianism or creationism, and they say things happened accidentally and slowly. That was their idea. No, nothing created it. It happened by accident. Now, I don't think they really understood what they meant by accident or without purpose or intention. That's very, very difficult. If you really welded yourself or nailed yourself to a particular kind of cross when you say that everything that exists has no intention, it really boggles the mind to think that ordered crystals or molecules are in fact ordered only by accident over and over again. You actually have to say that there's something that goes beyond that. There is an order, native order to the universe. But Darwinism nailed itself to this concept of slow, successive, accidental, because they couldn't have all happened at once. They threw out the old Aristotelian idea. They threw out the old biblical idea, and they said, no, all of life occurred by accident, slowly and successively. But Darwin, in his book, Origin of Species, didn't actually tell you where life came from. It shouldn't have been called Origin of Species. So we got to hit a break, but when we come back, a little more about Darwin and what happened to get us to this thing where we have this survival of the fittest model and what it gave to, I think, the 20th century, which is the century of Darwin.
Yeah, and why also they wanted us to believe that all life was just some kind of random act, a happy accident or an unhappy accident, depending upon your perspective or where you fit into the Darwinistic model that Liam Sheff, thankfully, utterly obliterates in his chapter on Darwinism and the survival of the fittest. Stand by, we'll tell you how to get 20% off the book in the next segment here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com. Give us a call at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The article is up. Well, it's not an article technically. The excerpt is up from Liam Sheff's new book, Official Stories. And Liam, I mean, just mentioning that official stories are there to protect the officials, which is something we've been talking about since you brought it up a long time ago on the show. When I mentioned it, for instance, I presented with Brian Hooker, PhD. He was the guy that's busting up the CDC about their official stories about mercury, autism, and thimerosal. And everybody gasped when they heard it as if they had never heard it before. It's like, oh, yeah, of course. I mean, you have so nailed something, like a Chinese pulse diagnosis you did with this book.
Yeah, that expression will definitely live long beyond me. But yes, as far as I know, it came to me. I didn't read it anywhere. I was just sort of thinking about why all of the official stories are lies. And I just had to really let my mind have at it. Why would everything that comes from officialdom be not true? And I thought, well, who writes the official stories are there to protect officials. And once I thought it, I, you know, made a little cartoon of it and I put it on the website with my, copyright symbol or whatever. And now it's in the book and so on and so forth. And it's the title of the book. And yes, if the gods, not the Darwinistic gods, but if the energies of the universe are kind, there will be a sequel too. But we're talking about Darwinism, and Darwinism really gave us the 20th century. The human species always is a warlike species. We are a combative species. I don't have any illusions about that. But Darwinism, like Realpolitik, the Realpolitik of Otto von Bismarck, made it okay for people to murder each other in large groups and to sterilize thousands and thousands of people, tens of thousands of people, which happened in the United States, and tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands in Europe over the decades since the teens and 20s and 30s when this really took off. And there's a passage that's quoted, there's the excerpt on your site. I won't read it to people, but I think you read it and I go through what an effect Darwinism had, and I at the end, I have to say, you know, if I'm quoted from this book, I hope you'll understand that what I was practicing there was irony. It's a very bleak form of irony to say that survival of the fittest was a success. You really run up into the Holocaust. I mean, that's where you end up. You end up with, it's very successful, this thought that the fit survive and those that survive were fit. But that doesn't, what does that mean? If you're fit, well, look, everybody dies, so nobody really survives. So what does it mean to be fit? The question in Darwinism was never really asked. Does it mean to be red? Well, if you're a 2-centimeter seahorse, it does. But does it mean to be gray and weigh 6 tons? If you're an elephant, it does. What does it mean to be fit? Invisible? Cartilage only, or to have a muscular skeletal? Well, there is no definition for fitness. And surviving, nothing survives. They only mean things that breed or hump and make babies before they die should be fit. But then again, fitness was determined by people like Margaret Sanger and Supreme Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, who told Carrie Buck, a woman in America, that she wasn't able to have any kids. She had one, and then they sterilized
her. They sterilized her.
Because Oliver Wendell Holmes said 3 generations of imbeciles is enough. So, you know, I talk about this in the book, and of course I do it. Look, it's my habit to do it in this sort of Swiftian sense, ironically. You know, I say, well, you know, maybe it was. I wasn't there. On the other hand, from my quasi-libertarian point of view, what Carrie Buck wanted probably should have been more important. Survival of the fittest isn't a science, and it doesn't show you how a worm became a whale, and it doesn't show you how a microscopic organism became a butterfly or a person. Darwinism is really dead. And people have known this for a long time inside the research. Lynn Margulis, who passed away very recently, a wonderful researcher, knew that. It's not a research tool. Even its defenders, like Stephen Jay Gould, even they know that they're really, and even Richard Dawkins, who, you know, more or less said he'd eat his hat if anybody could prove to him that Darwinism wasn't correct. Even he said that life clearly came from outer space because it doesn't, I mean, that's where he's arguing now, that because it couldn't have just accidentally evolved on Earth. It's too complex. And they say, and I'll leave you, and here's the last thought I'll say that before I be quiet for a second. They say that there is no progress. That is, if you look at the subcellular environment, at this three-dimensional jet fighter factory floor working in zero gravity at near like speed of sound, assembling and disassembling and reassembling and building and sending messages and having these little robot machines, you'd have to say it. And I say this in the book, if we through a telescope saw what we see inside the cell on the surface of another planet, we would know that we had encountered a vastly superior race.
Now, I'm sorry, I'm hooked on Richard Dawkins. Wasn't he the original host for Family Feud?
Yes, that's Richard. No.
Come on. This is a game show here.
Richard Dawkins is the author of all of the books like, you know, The Blind Watchmaker. I mean, these atheists have gone so far, and I'm not a Christian, I'm not a fundamentalist, so put your pointy fingers away. But the atheists have gone so far to take order and intelligence and creativity out of the universe that they actually come up with a notion of a blind watchmaker. Yes, mm-hmm. Somebody who makes precision instruments but has no idea what they're doing.
Oops. Wait, no, that was Richard Dawson. I'm sorry. Yes, Richard
Yes,
Dawson.
It was Richard Dawson.
Yeah, just had to make that distinction because, you know, listen, if you got something wrong in that book, we got to let everybody know right now. The official stories could be wrong here.
I actually have a corrections page. So
okay.
I misspelled De Morenschild twice. I transposed an N and an E.
Okay.
And I swapped in the Shakespeare chapter, I swapped a Polonius for Burleigh because they are characters based on each other, Lord Burleigh and Polonius. On the Kindle version, it'll all be fixed. But these first things that go out, these are like the stamps that end up worth being $20 million.
That's right. You so got to get them now. Get them now. Get it now. Hey, can you tell us the code?
Speaking of getting it now, here it is. Now, when you go to, here it is. Go to createspace.com/388-2976. Createspace.com/388-2976. Or go to the link at robertscottbell.com or go to liamchef.com and click buy book. Here you go. You want to buy the book, ship it to wherever you're living. They'll ship it all around the world. Enter this code. Get out your Little Orphan Annie secret decoder ring. Here it is.
Right now.
B like
boy.
Barbara Ann. B like bicycle. N like nativity scene. V like Viagra, J like Jesuit, T like Thompson Twins, 86. Again, BB like a BB gun, BBNV like Nevada, JT, 86. One more time, BBNV, JT, 86.
And
if you haven't gotten it yet,
get it now.
Get it now, BBNV, JT, 86. We'll give it again during the course of the show. You get 20% off. Which isn't bad. I mean, we're knocking the book down to pretty close to $10 at this point. This is just today, and if we do this again, I'll announce it ahead of time. but I want fans of the show to get it. I want fans of the work that I do to get it. So there it is. B, whatever I just said. I can,
yeah,
B,
I've got it. BBNVJT86. And you'll see it in the show notes. So link up. It's there. You don't have to remember the URL that Liam put out because we have it. But it's only active very short time, so take advantage of it. And if not, don't cry if it's only $15 because it's only $15.
Yeah, I mean, look. And by the way, if you're in a school or a charter school or you're in a debate class, just write me. If you want 10 books, I'll give you 10 or 15% off. You buy 20, you know, 15 or 20. I'm going to work with you. If you're in a school and you want to buy 50 books for a classroom, I'll give you 35% off.
Well, you want to make history exciting again, not like when I was in school. All of these things that I've talked about for many years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, other than stories from school, the real learning took place afterwards where I wasn't constrained to that. Those that had, you know, written the books that had said, yes, this disparate event happened in this year, and it shall not connect to any other year, and you shall be bored out of your mind listening to me.
Yeah, right. And from the beginning of this book to the end, there are threads that go through and just go, oh, I get it. Smedley Butler. There were guys in business in Wall Street who tried to take over the government. Some of them were in the Bush family. Some of them weren't. Some of them are the heads of this, you know, the companies that are still making stuff all around the world. Siemens and BASF and, you know, what used to be IG Farben and Bayer and Volkswagen and so on and so on. And so, oh, they're still playing in that game. Oh, the American Liberty League who wanted business to run the United States. Well, guess what? They won. They won. They didn't fire a shot. They tried to. They tried to get General Smedley Butler, Chapter 1, Captain America, in my book. They tried to get him to lead a coup. He said, no way. He came out and wrote a book just the year after this all happened. He went before the Congress. He said, these are the guys. I'm pointing my finger. I'm naming them. The Congress censored their names. Why? Because people in power tend to remain in power because official stories exist to protect officials. Same thing happened in the JFK assassination. Who was put in charge of investigating it? A guy called Alan Dulles. Who was he? He was the head of the CIA who John Kennedy fired. Mm. I mean, he... As I think Jim Garrison said, talk about putting the fox in charge of investigating the hen house.
You know? Incredible. Well,
guess what happened in 9/11? The 9/11 committee was all stacked with Bush family fixers, Texas oilmen. They came out even at the end and said, we had no access and the 9/11 investigation shouldn't be trusted. It repeats itself and repeats itself and repeats itself. Nothing special there. The same with the vaccine story, chapter... five vaccines. Same with the HIV story, chapter 6. You know, what do I call it? I call it the Scarlet Letter because we don't have kind of a religious limit on sex anymore. So we just invented something. The HIV is the Scarlet Letter. HPV is a Scarlet Letter.
Yes.
There's no good science to this stuff. Sure, people get sick. They get sick for 100 million reasons, at least a couple hundred. And that's all in the book. It's all in the book.
Special celebration today, midweek celebration on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam Sheff, his book out, Official Stories, available. Special link through robertscottbell.com. The discount code available for a very short time. Act on it right now. BBN. VJ. What is that? 786. Yes, I found it.
BBNBJT86.
Yeah, you got it. Well, listen, we'll be right back. I want to talk about some of the science that is myth, including the Darwinism, the eighth chapter as well. Interesting things occurring out in life as I just interviewed Luc Montagnier. We're working on translating it so it could be understood. But we'll talk more about that on the other side of this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show with superhero Liam Sheff after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
We've discussed the chapter on survival of the fittest just briefly. There's the whole, pretty much the excerpt you can see on the Robert Scott Bell blog notes. I've got the link to it so you can read it. See if you like it, toe dippers out there, but you're going to love it. Don't worry about dipping the toe. Just dive on in to Official Stories, the new book by my good friend Liam Sheff. And we've got a special discount code BBNVJ786.
No, T86.
Oh, come on. How do I goof that? Liam, I'm sorry. I did not do that on purpose. I'm not trying to throw everybody off. I want them to get it.
I know. BBNVJT86.
JT. Got
and
it.
That'll be good till the end of the day or whenever I
unplug
go to
it.
Bed and
unhook
turn it,
it
off.
Hey, look, the chapter on we've probably done more discussion on the HIV fallacy tests over the years on this show than probably any other media outlet that's a show about everything, right? We're not just an AIDS show, an HIV show. We dance through a lot of different topics. But on that particular one, we've done some amazing things together. Your chapter
there.
Yeah,
it's true. I mean, if people want to look up our World AIDS Day radio special, our breakdown of the House of Numbers, HIV testing 101, I thought that was pretty clear and extraordinary.
Yep, and even the one we did recently on the, I call it the Scopes Monkey Trial, but it was the trial at Fort Bragg of the guy they tried to say, hey, HIV was spreading it, he wasn't telling anybody, and boy, they busted that one down. That was great as well.
Yeah, we had the attorney David
Steele.
Steele Esquire. That was just incredibly clear and remarkable. Yeah, that's been great work, and you always do great vaccine work. My vaccine chapter is, for lack of a better word, a lot of fun. You know, I make a lot of jokes in the book, and I don't try to weigh people down. And I don't, you know, it's not a book that's meant to drive you into activism. It's actually classified as historical essays, and that's what it is. I'm just telling you, this is the other side of the story. This is the stuff that's left out, and you can find it. it's not like I dug it up from David Icke books. It's just all there in the official sources. I'm not telling you that the alien is the moons are in the whatever. You know what I'm trying to say?
Well,
the moon is made of alien cheese, and they're controlling our minds with. So I'm saying, look, this is what you find. You just scratch the dirt around the official story, and you go, "Wow, that's full of all kinds of vining things underneath." Oh, that's still official. It's still reported. The HIV story ends up doesn't hold together for 30 seconds when you scratch it.
Well,
the Darwin story that we were talking about doesn't either.
I wanted to bring up that HIV story because I got the opportunity at the Autism One conference. And I have not aired this yet to do a 20-minute plus interview, two-part interview, maybe longer, with what's his name, Montagnier, Luc Montagnier.
Hello,
this is Luc Montagnier. Oh, he was actually you could understand Inspector Clouseau better than Luc Montagnier. His English is very thickly accented. And you know what? He's a small guy. He's actually a very nice man. I'll just say it. His energy was very accommodating. He was not intimidating at all. He was just laid back, and we were discussing things very openly. Some of it a little bit off the record. But when I told him my perspective, I asked him about House of Numbers and Brent Leung. He sort of kind of insisted, well, I think I was sort of taken out of context. But he didn't really push the issue. He wasn't angry about it. And then I said at the end, you know, listen, I don't believe, you know, I went through, here's this toxin, here's this toxin, here are these nutritional deficiencies, here's these hygiene and sanitation issues, and look what manifests. What do you care for the virus? Why not clean it all up? And he kind of shook his head and, you know, acknowledged what I said, but at the same time would not let go of the HIV as well. Even though he says it's multifactorial, it's not just HIV, but the origin of the HIV species he can't let go of. And I understand why. I think he's invested his life. There's going to be a cognitive dissonance till the day he passes from this earth. But some people will criticize me and say, well, why didn't you attack him upon that? Why didn't you just attack? It's like, what's the point of this? This guy is now into homeopathic medicine, energy stuff, all the things that maybe we can get into official stories on that in part two. But I just thought it was interesting. And I just wanted to know if you would bash me and criticize me for not bashing him during the interview.
No, I would have been a little harder on him, but you know, he is responsible in this energetically for the life and death of a lot of people.
Right.
If he came forward and said, yes, we were wrong, it's all environmental, which he's said over and over again without quite going all the way.
Yes.
He's said that he doesn't believe the T cells are depleted and, you know, by HIV in the lab. And he said that your body can get rid of the virus, and he knows that they didn't purify a virus and so on. That's covered briefly in the book. I'm glad you got that interview, and I can't wait to hear it. I didn't want to bore myself or the, you know, this stuff has been hashed and rehashed inside the AIDS rethink community over and over again. And Montagnier to me isn't the most important guy. To me. And I think getting him on record is very interesting, very important. But to me, the most important guy in the AIDS thing is the individual. Mm-hmm. It's the individual that drops all these gut bombs into their intestines and destroys their ability to heal. And I know you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
It's good to get the big guys. And I don't think you have to wear kid gloves with them. And I think you can be as hard as you want on them because they make millions and even tens of millions of dollars on this stuff. So I don't care if you call them whatever
you
call them.
Well, I think what I assessed in that interaction was that there is a cognitive dissonance. In other words, I could push hard, I could yell and scream, or I could do however. He's not going to be able to make the leap, even though he agrees. He goes, yes, 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 all the way through. And then at the end goes, but it's still there, right? That's where he's at. But he doesn't really care about it anymore. He's sort of like, I'm on to this energy stuff now.
Yeah, but you can't, it's like you can't date if you're still married. You can't, I mean, you sometimes have to end one relationship to start another. You know?
Yeah. I don't think
he'll. He's still in that relationship.
My opinion.
So the book definitely covers that. It also covers the ICC story, and I should have an excerpt on, I won't say it yet, but I'm working with a news site to get an excerpt on the ICC investigation. And then it comes back into Darwinism after an excursion into Shakespeare, which we've done on the show. You know, it's just another big lie that a grain merchant could write the great works of literature. And it's a lie that we're told, just like the historical lie, to convince us not to study, not to care, not to learn, never to try, because genius is inexplicable. Well, I think that's nicely dismantled. That's chapter 7. Mm-hmm. And chapter 8, back into Darwinism. Now, I can tell you that even in I say that only a fool would, you know, only a fool would try to come up with a real theory of life, and then I say, see chapter 11. So in chapter 11, I try to I put forward my theory of how things started, and I say, why is it that here on Earth we're so fascinated with storytelling that we think we can actually show a beginning of time and an end of time, a beginning of life and an end of life? How bloody geocentric are we? How childish are we? All we can do is witness how life unfolds. All we can do is marvel. We can marvel at the dynamic symmetry of DNA and collagen. It is a digitally encoding electron transporting system, proton transporting system. We are electrical beings. And we could probably learn so much more by asking the question, how does life unfold, rather than forcing it into a square hole, saying we must prove that life unfolded by accident. How do you prove that anything unfolded by accident? You have to redefine accident to your terms. An accident is by the way, an accident is something that happens in an already completed system. Mm-hmm. You have to, like, to knock over a glass of milk, you have to have glass, gravity, liquid, cows, people. You know, you can't, there really is no such thing then as accident, as these Darwinian morons use it.
Well, I think it's utilized on purpose, as I mentioned, to disconnect us from cause and effect, from empowering any empowerment in our life. And, you know, the pharmaceutical vaccine industrial complex depends upon this happy accident concept or happy unfortunate incident, right? Oh, you have an infection. Oh, I'm sorry. How did you get? We're not sure. Somebody may have sneezed on you. You had nothing to do with it. It's not your fault. You're a victim. But here, let's come in with this shot. Let's come in with this drug. And I think much of the universe, as it's been constructed by the official stories and those who write them, is designed with Darwinism at a key point or a fulcrum. Because from there, they can, you know, bend you this way, bend you that way, a little over here, tip you this way. But you're always going to be the victim unless these wise overlords come and rescue you.
Yes, exactly. Everything's an accident. And that's where the Darwinism chapter ends, by the way. It does. And chapter 11, I think, makes a really nice argument that life is an electromagnetic process that unfolds in a system on a warm, wet, hospitable, sun-drenched rock like Earth. That life occurs wherever there's a fertile field. You don't find the beginning of it. Life is endemic. Life is the consistent quality of the universe. But what you were saying, the idea that life is an accident or the change occurs by accident, which is the Darwinian model, says that we don't have to care about one thing. We don't have to care about the environment, because the environment has no effect on us. Well, at the end of the Darwinism chapter, I say, look, these are real researchers. James Shapiro, who says Darwinism is dead. He's not a Christian, you know, scientist or something. He's looking at the cell. He talks about the micro machines inside the cell and the natural genetic engineers that live inside of each of one of our cells. He says this isn't a dumb accident. This is a machine that we couldn't even bloody design.
Well, life goes on, and so does the Robert Scott Bell Show. One more segment today with my good friend Liam Sheff and his book Official Stories. Today, jump on it, BBNVJT86, and I've got it linked up at the notes at robertscottbell.com. Back to wrap it up with Liam after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
If you think we're just making up this story and that the book isn't real, official stories. No, it's real and you can get it. That's the point. That's why we're rolling it out today. Debut on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Liam Sheff, official stories. We've got the links up. BBNVJT86 is the code. I've said it a number of times. Liam, you can say it again and it's 20 off, but you're going to have to do it today because that discount code goes away and then you'll have to pay a whopping 15, which is worth 30, just in my opinion.
Yeah, this is a very reasonably priced book. I wanted people to be able to afford it. I'm also offering that people who are homeschooling, going to buy copies, 10 or more, contact me and I'll give you 10 or 15% off. If you buy 50, 70 of these for a school or you think that you can even sell them, I'll give you 35% off, something like that. And I'm, at that point, coming down a lot closer to cost. So I want people to have this book because it's a really cool book. It's a lot of fun to read. And you'll get more in this, 200 pages than you're going to get. I don't know. It's just a lot of information that's really accessible. It flies by. I've been looking at it. Sometimes the creative process really is its own animal. It's its own spiritual thing, whatever. And you go through it and the nights that went to like 4 and 5 a.m. and started, the days that started at about 8 a.m. the next, a few hours later, you don't quite remember them. You sort of remember them. And you look at what's there and you think, who wrote that? How did that happen?
Where did that come from?
You thank the creative powers and you go, wow.
Wait, no.
Pretty cool.
It was a happy accident. Darwin did it.
No, not at all. No, but it's the mad rush of the creative process is these, it's like you bang the iron until it's red hot. And I mean, I remember sitting in the library sort of like pulling out these chapters or letting these chapters
pour
out.
Hold on, Darwin is calling. Stand by. Sorry about that, Liam. Sometimes you forget to turn the studio phones down, and there you go. It throws it out there. But I figured the ghost of Darwin, it was just an accident, too.
Well, he's a very uninteresting guy, Charles Darwin. And if you don't believe me, read the book. Because when asked about why life changed, he says because it has an inherent tendency to.
Okay.
Now, I'm positing a theory of why life changes. And then I say, it has an inherent tendency to change. And then they... Which I'll buy, but that's not a theory. That's an observation. And then to say that it occurs because things compete, because nature selects. What is nature? The Darwinists use nature as a stand-in for all-powerful creative force. And then they said it wasn't creative, wasn't powerful, and didn't have a mind. Darwinism is truly dead. And the people doing real research, Jablonski and Lamb, doing epigenetic research. Ted Steele, I think, in Australia, epigenetic research. James Shapiro, they're not Christian fundamentalists, but they know that Darwinism is dead.
Unreal. Yeah, they do. And we know it now, too. The excerpted chapter is available for download right there at robertscottbell.com. The book is available, as we're talking about here. Liam, this is I just want to review some of the reviews of it, because Jim Mars, who wrote The $1 Trillion Conspiracy, was seemingly blown away. He loved it. And you wrote a chapter on JFK. Here's a guy who's written on conspiracies and realities behind them. And so the praise coming in has just absolutely got to be blowing you away.
Jim gave me an hour on the phone. He's a really nice guy. He's been on the Robert Scott Bell Show. He told me so much stuff, and I'm like, I can't fit it, all that in the... I mean, I only talked to him after it was written. He's like, you may want to use this, may not. And I thought, I love all this information you're giving me. I probably added one or two lines that I thought were really tantalizing, but, you know, he even said, it's like you say, he said, I really love the way you wrote it, and I just opened the JFK chapter with the expression rabbit holes. Because there are some conspiracies that will drag you down a million rabbit holes.
Was it bad of me?
Sometimes you kind of have to keep your bearing.
Liam, was it really bad of me to reference? I had Jeffrey Smith on, and I talked about the GMO cornhole. Was that bad?
Did you tell him I have my idea for a movie?
I didn't mention it to him, but I definitely want to connect. I did tell him about your book coming out, and he was excited to hear. So
Jeffrey's a great mind and a great author. So No, it's wonderful. GMO comes up in the book in two chapters, the Darwin chapter, where we talk about where these eugenicists go next. They go to altering the genome because they don't think it has any value. They don't think that changing things has any value. They think it's all a dumb machine, so they can do whatever they want. That's the mindset. It's that same mindset that gave us eugenics, which gave us the Holocaust in short order.
You know,
and I talk about it in the chapter on the CIA on Monsanto.
So critically important what you just said there, because what hopefully people will get out of many things they'll get out of this, Liam, is that there are people on the planet that do not think the same way we do, that do not value life the same way we do, that have literally a worldview or philosophy that is in the realm of eugenics, the ability to just sterilize people or target them for elimination. And perhaps that will help people understand how will they navigate this crazy place. Because if you assume that everybody values life the way you do, you're going to be taken for a ride. You might be taken out of the so-called gene pool. So that's an important point about the GMO, where they've gone. The eugenicists have gone into genetically engineered foods.
They used to sterilize people. They used to measure people's skulls and noses to see if they were fit for breeding, and then they would sterilize them. Margaret Sanger, who founded Planned Parenthood, talked in her autobiography, Pivot of Civilization, about taking the feeble-minded morons and idiots. Now, this is a very different discussion, and I'm not on a high horse or anything, and I'm not a Christian fundamentalist of any sort, but this is the history that we live on top of, and the purpose of this book was to pull back that polite cover of iPodville that we all live in and go, look, this is where we live, this America.
And this is where we are. It's time to get the book. I know you've been listening, and that's why we're extending it for this day and this day only, the 20% discount off on the opening of Official Stories. And Liam Sheff is the author, as you know. If you didn't know that, well, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Have some coffee, organic, please. And you can put it in either end, and it's okay with us. Listen, Liam, I'm very excited.
Let it come to room temperature.
Oh yes. A lot of work has been done to get here, and it's very exciting. It's going to help people transform their worldview in a very positive and empowering way. And why is that important? Besides the code that we're going to give out one more time, BBNVJT86. Besides that, it fits into the whole theme of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And what is that? It's the place where you come to learn that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
Scott Bell Show.